I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. My TBR pile is not shrinking. My wife gave me several new books, and one turned out to be my best gift of the year, The Yellow Lighted Bookshop by Lewis Busby. The small format book is a memoir and a history of bookstores. I was thrilled by the first paragraph. Lewis writes, "When I walk into a bookstore, any bookstore, first thing in the morning, I'm flooded with a sense of hushed excitement. I shouldn't feel this way. I've spent most of my adult life working in bookstores, either as a bookseller or as a publisher sales rep, and even though I no longer am in the business, as an incurable reader, I find myself in a bookstore at least 5 times a week. In the quiet of such a morning, however, the store's display is stacked squarely and its shelves tidy and promising. I know that this is no mere shop. When a bookstore opens its doors, the rest of the world enters too. The day's weather and the day's news, the streams of customers, and of course the boxes of books and many other worlds they contain, books of facts and truths, books newly written and those first read centuries before, books of great relevance and of absolute banality. Standing in the middle of this confluence, I can't help but feel the possibility of the universe unfolding, littler, once upon a time." Well put. From the smallest country library to the great sprawling cathedrals of books, I enter with the same excitement. Lewis continues, "The book is a uniquely durable object, one that can be fully enjoyed without being damaged. A book doesn't require fuel or food or service. It isn't very messy and rarely makes noise. A book can be read over and over and then passed on to friends or resold at a garage sale. A book will not crush or freeze and will still work when filled with sand. Even if it falls into the bath, it can be dried out, ironed if necessary, and then finished. Should the spine of a book crack so badly the pages fall out, one simply has to gather them before the wind blows them away and wrap them with a rubber band. I've several treasured to me. Somehow I cannot bring myself to find better copies." Busby also lists a number of the best bookstores in the U.S., including Upstart Crow, the Tattered Covered Bookshop, City Lights in San Francisco, as well as many others. Unfortunately, some of these landmark shops have disappeared. He also spends a lot of time sharing information about the famous Parisian bookstore, Shakespeare & Company, owned and operated by Sylvia Beach and her partner, Adrienne Monnier. Sylvia had no experience with business, but an aunt loaned her enough to get started. It became the most widely patronized bookshop in France, catering mostly to American expats until the beginning of World War II. Lewis Busby's wonderful pocketbook, The Yellow Lighted Bookshop, is an excursion through the story of bookstores, libraries, reading, and stories for those who love books. If you're such a reader, this book was made for you. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.